This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
It's Free for All Friday, the Common Sense Hotline, 888-900-9966, stevegruber.com. You can also follow us on Facebook at The Steve Gruber Show and on Twitter at Steve Gruber Show. You can check it all out. I was on the BBC yesterday. You can find that exchange. I was contacted by the BBC to talk about, you know, Donald Trump's comments on Russia and whether or not, you know, he was committing, you know, treason or some other such rot. I did the interview, did well, and in fact, they'll be having me back, it seems, on a regular basis. A voice they hadn't heard before, they said. Yeah, no kidding. It's called Common Sense. Stop by any time. We do it 5 days a week, and we have a special edition for the weekends just to keep you going when you need a little bit of common sense light shown on the path. You know, Hillary Clinton and the Democrats, in their disingenuous march toward Election Day, November 2016, decry the big banks. The big banks are the enemy, they say. We must break up the big banks, they say, while speaking from the podium at the Wells Fargo Arena. Do you see the hypocrisy? The Wells Fargo Arena, they stand there decrying big banks from the podium of the big bank. I mean, seriously. Here's Hillary Clinton worth $300 million. Giving speeches to people like Goldman Sachs at $250,000 a shot, that of course she won't share the transcript. Now, why won't she share the transcript? I don't get it. Maybe the Russians stole it. Maybe that's it. Maybe the Russians stole the transcript and it's just not available. And then that dastardly Donald Trump, he got involved. And yeah, he's in bed with the Russians. I mean, sober up, people. Let's get a clue out there, shall we? I'll give you a taste of Hillary Clinton's speech last night. It was a historic moment. Going forward, a woman being at the top of the ticket will not be a big deal. But going forward, if it's this woman at the top of the ticket, after all of the scandals over all of the years involving her husband, herself, the people connected to them, it goes on and on and on. But anyhow, let me give you a little, if you missed it, just bear with me. Take a little sample here of Hillary Clinton from the podium at the Wells Fargo Arena last night. Go.
So just ask yourself, do you really think Donald Trump has the temperament to be commander-in-chief? Donald Trump can't even handle the rough and tumble of a presidential campaign. He loses his cool at the slightest provocation. When he's gotten a tough question from a reporter, when he's challenged in a debate, when he sees a protester at a rally. Imagine, if you dare, imagine him in the Oval Office facing a real crisis. A man you can bait with a tweet is not a man we can trust with nuclear weapons.
No, of course not. We'll trust a woman who will make up fantasy stories about the Russians and vast right-wing conspiracies and everything else when challenged, and then forget everything that ever happened as a defense and not answer questions and lie before Congress and get a pass for the whole thing. That person should be trusted with the nuclear codes. Even Salon.com, the most far left-wing online location you can find, Salon, says the DNC fabricated the entire Russian hacker conspiracy just to deflect blame for its own email scandal that goes right back to Hillary Clinton again. More on that in a moment, but first to the hotline, Dan, checking in from Marquette today. Dan, welcome to the program. Dan, are you there? I guess, Dan, you have to check back in. WDMJ territory up there in Marquette. Dan was saying, we'll get some common sense from Dan here in a moment, but just look at this. In all seriousness, Salon.com is tearing apart this nonsensical idea that somehow the Russians are behind the DNC making racist emails and misogynist emails and anti-Semitic emails and showing that Debbie Wasserman Schultz and her colleagues were all working for Hillary. Of course, she was a big part of Hillary's campaign in 2008. Big part of Hillary's campaign in 2008. And the NSA might have blocked old Dan up there in Marquette. But anyhow, and then after she's caught, Debbie Wasserman Schultz is immediately hired by Hillary Clinton. Now, why do you think the Hillary Clinton campaign is so concerned about the DNC hacks and WikiLeaks and all of it? Well, it's pretty simple, actually. It's because right now, if the election were held today, Donald Trump would win, according to Nate Silver and other polls. Up 7.3% in the latest LA Times poll. Is Dan back? Is that what you're telling me? All right, Dan's back on the line here from Marquette, WDMJ territory. We held it open for you, Dan, so you get back in. What's on your mind?
Well, actually, today Hillary Clinton starts getting email intelligence briefings, and I'm wondering if you think they're going to be coming by email.
Gee, good Lord. You know, you had to bring that to my attention. You know, I don't know how they're going to come. I don't know. Harry Reid said they should give fake intelligence briefings to Donald Trump. Harry Reid should just go out and retire. Harry Reid is not running for re-election, not because he doesn't want the job, but because he would get obliterated running in Nevada this time around. He would get obliterated running for the job again, and everybody knows it. And I don't know how those intelligence briefings come in. And it's an overview. It's not the whole thing, you know. It's an overview of intelligence briefings that are shared at this point, starting, well, either today or the next few days, Dan. It's a good point you make.
Well, it's hard to be hopeful. Everything you're saying is great if they believed it, but every person I talk to who's a Hillary voter cannot tell the truth. They lie about what they've heard about Donald. That gives me cause to be very hopeful for this election.
Yeah, well, we'll see what's going to happen, Dan. Thank you for checking in. Mike points out that Hillary says, imagine this and imagine that. Well, it is an imaginary world that they live in oftentimes. Imagine college were free. Imagine you didn't have to go to work every day to feed your family. Imagine you could just lay around on the couch and eat bonbons. Imagine, if you will, what it would be like to be on the government payroll. Now imagine, if you will, a country that is bankrupt, has no work ethic, has become soft, in a soft touch and a pushover. All right, enough of that. We need some real serious work ethic in this country. We need people that are going to get serious and get down to work and get back to it. And it's time to get to the general election. It's time to talk. And that big day is September the 26th, the first scheduled debate, which I do believe Donald Trump's practicing for every day when he goes out there and takes questions from reporters. At some point, we're going to figure out how to get that man on this program. Haven't yet, but we're going to. We keep requesting, and we'll keep trying. We'll get it done. 14 after, it's Free for All Friday. We'll be right back.